Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Somebody say bread and flesh. In the morning and in the evening. It's interesting how God used ravens. If you ever do a study on ravens, ravens are not birds that will do that. I call them dirty birds. Yeah, they are. They're dirty birds. They'll steal before they give. They will. But contrary to their nature, and I saw one writer that said they were going to the altar where the sacrifices were offered. This was not roadkill that they were bringing to Elijah. Amen. This wasn't, you know, the possum or the thing on the side of the road. They pill it up and go, no. This was from the, this was the best. The stuff that was being offered to God in the mornings, oblation, and in the evening oblation. So God sent the ravens, steal from there to sustain my man of God. And so they would take and they would drop it on Elijah. And he was at the brook. God told him to hide himself. Listen, people of God, you are prophetic because you are saved. You may not be in the office of a prophet. You may not be seated in the government of God, but you are prophetic. Somebody say, not pathetic. Even if you don't prophesy to people, you are prophetic. If you are tuned to the Spirit of God, God will, like the Holy Spirit says, I will show you of things to come. Yes. Yes. I will bring things to your remembrance. That's to every child of God. Yes. You're not always in the, I just don't know what to live. No, you ain't seeking God. Amen. It don't mean that you know everything, but there's some things you need to know. Yes. Amen. And God will show you. But you are prophetic. There's a prophetic edge about you. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes, yes. So stop just dealing with facts. Well, I'm just a person of facts. Well, you need to grow up. Amen. And become a person of the spirit where you can trust God, where you can move in faith, even when you don't see it necessarily. You don't feel it necessarily. Amen. Some people equate the guidance of God with comfort. Amen. That can't be God. My mind was troubled. Because your mind need to be renewed. That's why. Because you felt a spirit at the job. I don't think God want me here. I ain't comfortable. Well, God didn't tell you to be comfortable. He said, take dominion. Don't get it twisted, because people think, you know, because it's not easy. God said it'll work. He didn't say it'll be easy. His yoke is easy, but sometimes the labor is not easy. You got to put your shoulder to the grind. You got to bind that devil. You got to pull that thing down. You got to root that thing out. So don't get that twisted, because it wasn't easy. Because I wasn't comfortable. So what? Amen. That's why you must be a person that's tuned to the Spirit of God. Because even when you're not comfortable, you tune to the Spirit of God. God saying, atta girl, atta boy. He's right there with you. You know that's the way. Even though it's not. Paul and them were preaching in Philippi and got arrested and thrown into prison and beaten for preaching. Now, had they thought if it was all about comfort, they said, you know, hey, we shouldn't have been preaching here. This is bad territory. But follow the story, see what God did. And then they were released. So don't get that twisted. We live in a day and time where darkness is prevalent. And while you got to know you carry light, and you walk in the light, and you keep your eyes on the light and not on the darkness. Darkness does not determine our narrative. Let me say that again. That's what he's saying. Darkness does not determine my narrative. I'm not trying to move with the darkness. Well, it seemed easy here. So no, we're here to displace darkness. When you show up, light should be showing up. Amen. When you show up, atmospheres ought to shift. When you show up, devils ought to be starting to try to hide. Tell somebody, that's who you are. So the ravens fed Elijah. I want you to note that the ravens fed Elijah with bread from the altar. I believe it was the best of the best. And then the brook dried up. Now Israel was in a backslidden state. Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab was the most wicked king that I understand that Israel had. Ahab. He married Jezebel. Zidonian, yes. From Zarephath. Yeah. Her father was headquartered in Zarephath. So I want you to see this progression here, because we're going to talk about the bread of heaven, about what God is doing right now and what is necessary to sustain you in this next season of your ministry, of your walk with God. Because it's going to get very powerful. It's going to be very exciting. Amen. It's going to be, it is. We're not going down. We're going up. We see, religion teaches people to evacuate. Let's get out of here. But kingdom says no, occupy. Kingdom, God is wanting heaven to get into the earth while religious folk trying to get out of here. So the ravens brought the bread and the flesh. It came to pass that the brook dried up. The brook dried up. And then the Lord gave Elijah instruction to go to Zarephath. Now understand, the whole nation was under the spirit of witchcraft. Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Because of Ahab's wicked dealings and Jezebel's wicked dealings. The whole nation. Jezebel had 450 prophets of Baal. And 400 prophets of Asherah that ate from her table. And so the frequency that was over the nation was that of witchcraft. That's why Elijah said, it's not going to rain at my word. In other words, the blessing of God is gone because of the wickedness. And so it was gone. No rain, no dew, no nothing. They were suffering for this spirit that was governing this territory. So Elijah's told, now that the brook has dried up and you've released this word. In the progression that we talk about the prophetic, the proceeding, and the performing, right? Elijah prophesied. He released something. It was there. See, the moment he spoke, no rain, no dew. And it got real bad, 3.5 years. In the process, God said, okay, I need you to do something here. So he took Elijah, hid him for a season at Cherith, and then he sent him to Zarephath. Now, again, the Zidonians, do a study, because this is where Jezebel's father came from. This was his territory. And Elijah was sent there. And what was governing Israel at the time was death and famine. People were dying due to the famine because God shut up the heavens. There was no rain through the voice of Elijah. Understand, whenever God does something in the earth, he needs a voice. He needs a vessel. Yes, he does. He uses man. He's chosen to do that. He's given man dominion in the earth. So whatever God moves, there's got to be a vessel somewhere that he'll use that has the capacity for what God is doing. And Elijah released the word. God didn't just speak it. Elijah spoke it. Right? Elijah spoke it and shoot, heaven responded. And so nothing's happening. Everywhere is famine. So he sent to the headquarters where all this stuff is had its beginnings. And so he's there, and God says, I've already commanded a widow woman to sustain you while you're here. So as he arrives, there's the widow woman. And he says, go and fetch me a flask of water. And she, as she's going, he says, and bring me a little cake, a little something to eat. And she says, as the Lord lives and you live, I got these two sticks. I got this little bit of meal. My son and I was going to cook it. We're going to eat it and die. So what's governing there? Death and famine. Yes. Yes. What's governing over Israel? Death and famine. It got so bad in Israel that they were eating each other's babies. They were eating dung from donkeys. They were eating whatever. It got bad. People dying everywhere because of a man's word who had clout with God. God brought the judgment. And then he led the man to the root. Right? This is where many miss what God is doing. They deal with fruit and don't find the root. They plucking people fruit off. Corrupt fruit. And the fruit gonna grow right back. Tell somebody, you got to find the root. See, God will take you to the root. That's why I said it may not be comfortable. But Elijah went, and the woman, God prepared her heart so she was convinced when Elijah said, bake me a cake first. But see, he released something there that caused a prophetic word to start activating. Are you hearing? She heard him, and against all odds, she baked him a cake first. But in that obedience, it opened up a dimension.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.